Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Najib?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Roger calling you from Elite Website Creator. Is it a good time to discuss your project?
Yes, it is a good time, but I have already signed a contract with another company.
Oh, that's sad. But I'm calling you from the same company. I'm representing Josh.
I because since after the inquiries, when at Burke I sent some inquiries, so many
Exactly,
web
yeah.
designing companies are
I can feel
calling
you.
me.
I can feel you. It happens.
Yeah,
So,
I guess it's from Josh,
let me give
yeah.
you a suggestion, all right? Go back to Bear, all right? Log into your profile and just mention or change the status that you hired someone, all right?
Awesome. I will do
As soon
that.
as you update that, so any upcoming, developer or visitor would not count you as a available client.
Looking for someone, yeah.
All
Yeah.
right. If you want,
Awesome. I will do that right away.
I can have all right, I'll have my team updated on it to do that for you. And if you get chance,
Oh,
you can
great.
also
Thank
do
you.
that, right? We'll
I
mark
will
you
do that. I
hired
will do
under
that.
our profile. So other
Okay.
visitor will be updated that, you're working with us. And if you get
Yeah.
time, you can also mention that,
I
you
will
got
do that.
someone already. So now talking about your second website, all right, the news
Yeah.
website. So it's going to be somehow similar to, BBC and CNN, correct?
Correct.
All right. And how you're going to be updating the videos, how the video thing would work? Is it going to be a RSS feed kind of a thing, like connecting different platforms to your website? Or it's you going to be coming up with the videos and updating them manually?
Well, I think the reason I'm coming up with this business is here in the United States, those big so-called big names, big media outlets, they keep busy themselves with those tiny things happening in here, but there are big things happening around the world, especially in Asia, in particular in Afghanistan and then in Central Asia, in those countries. And I have people here, I have people, they work for me in the past, so big news, important news that influence or that affects everyone around the world are happening there. So, developing this web or opening this news agency. So, just coming back to your question, mostly I'll upload my videos, like the typical the frontline videos, and which will be, of course, the war zone videos. So it won't be like 90% of the videos we will mine, and 10 or maximum 20% will be from a third party or platform, like you said.
All right, I got it. And how the news thing will work? Is it going to be you coming up with the news and updating the news on it? Or you want an
Yes.
automated system? All right, you're going to be doing that. I got
Yes.
it. And do you have any idea or experience of, using a website or managing a website? Because that is a more important part.
I have experience of updating a website, but not a news website. So yeah, I had websites for my companies back in Afghanistan when I was there, like those like small firms, and I had a personal website, kind of the first one that you guys are working on, but it wasn't really for an author's website, but it was a different like a website for a civil activist. So I have experience of updating that, and like different websites with different languages, or what they usually use, the WordPress. I think they have like different techniques, to
Platform,
work behind
correct.
the website. So I have some experience, I would say, not really experts, but I have never worked on a web sorry on a news website. But I'm sure if there is a video, like train me for a while for a day or two, then I will be able to do that. So.
All right, so what are we going to be doing? Let's do this. If it's your preference is towards WordPress, we will create the website on WordPress, and once the website is completed, we will give you a walkthrough on the CMS, all right, the content management system, explaining you about all the features that you have got there. Along with that, we will provide you a video, manual guide that That will always be there
awesome.
With you. So later down the road, if you forgot any step or anything, you can always watch that video and, you know, you can take care of that. Later, if you got any team member or anyone who will manage the website for you, you can forward the video to them and ask them to do the job for you. So that will be that kind of help for you. With that, this is one of the platform, right? But I see on the brief where we were asking you about the platform, you have mentioned that we can go for, like, you know, you want suggestions on that, correct? So based on my suggestion and recommendation, right, platform is basically the technology that you're using, right? And WordPress is a template-based website, right? Pre-made templates are there. You select the nice template, you update it, and you start using it with a standard or, you know, universal backend, right, that every website will be having the same. Initially, WordPress was introduced for blogging, right? It's a blog website. So whenever you talk about any extensive work, you know, a functionality, there will be limitations because it will be working on plugin, right? You will have to find a plugin, you know, integrate that and start using that plugin and whatever the functionality we have there, you know, we would be restricted or limited to that only. But let's say if you talk about any other technology, we can, like as per my recommendation, we can provide you a custom developed PHP website, right? That is going to be based on custom codes, custom scripts, right? Which means there would be no limitations towards designing and the development. For example, if you have an idea that you have envisioned, all right, you can come up with a hand-drawn rough idea, all right, with any structure. If you share that with me, that's doable on custom PHP. We will design it. We will present that PSD to you. Once the PSD is approved, we will convert that into an HTML, a fully dynamic demo link. Once the demo link is approved, we're done with the functionalities, like testing the functionalities, we can go live, all right? So it will be more a tailor-made, right, industry, basically, like based on your requirement, and it will only have those features that you expect to have, no extra features, no extra, you know, options that will, you know, not going to hurt your performance of the website. Whereas if you compare it with WordPress, you know, since it's a template-based website, there will be frequent updates that you will see whenever you get into the backend. The first thing that you see telling you the firmware is updated, all right, update that. A plugin is updated, update that. You might have experienced that, as you just mentioned, that you use it. And at times, you can update it yourself, but there are a few plugins that will require a fine tuning done by the, you know, the scripts or custom codes, okay? So then again, you will be considering Roger, Josh, or anyone out there in the market to assist you with that. So rather than going with that platform, you must go with a platform that you can use for the next 15 to 20 years, something that you can run yourself, right? You would not be dependent on anyone in terms of doing anything on the website. If it's connecting it to any third party, if it's coming up or updating a new video, anything that you want, you would not be limited to that, restricted. So this is my recommendation for you. We can provide that to you. I guess Josh already quoted you the pricing for it, right?
So, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that is one of the options. Other option is like there before you. You can go for the other option where we can add more value to that. Like, for example, if you want to get that integrated onto different platform, right? Multi-channel platform can be connected where, let's say, if there is any news on CNN, right, and you want to get that news to be published on your website as well, you're not supposed to, you know, just copy and paste and do that kind of stuff. We will connect you know, technically, that will update the news automatically on your website screen. Like, for example, we will create a section for CNN on your website, on the landing page, somewhere on the landing page. So on that particular section, whenever there is an update on CNN website, that update will be, you know, reflected on your website as well without doing any effort. I got it. So let's say you do not like that news, right? So you will have an option to, you know, hide it. But when it comes to updating it, You're not supposed to, you know, just copy and paste and follow all these steps to update something.
Yeah, that's copyright thing, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we can provide that option. I believe Josh did not, you know, explain that to you because because, you know, he does not have an idea about the development itself. So, you know, you're talking to the developer right now. So there would be a difference.
Right. Everyone has his own room.
Exactly. So this is doable for you where we can do that. And what about your social media platform or a client board, right? For example, there was a website that I did for the client, Rob Perrin, you know, client name. fightforamerica.com. Are you in front of the computer right now?
Oh, no, no.
All right, fightforamerica.com, right? That is one of my clients.
It's Fight for America, right?
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
So we actually provided him a platform where he was updating news, and people were from different, you know, places, the region. They were sharing their reviews on that, just like, you know, on Facebook, you got a post and you have a comment area where you can comment and discuss or debate about the, you know, the topic. On the news website that we did for them, we provided them with an option with every news where anyone as a visitor can come there, like they can create a profile and they can post something on the website. All right. Now, you know, another visitor, when they read that, they will share their, you know, perspective for each, you know, news or any. So it will help you engage people, get more clients, and later down the road, you can, you know, like when you see a good traffic generated, we can share monetization plans with you. Like, you know, there would be a subscription for, you know, things like that, where you would be able to earn a lot.
So, do me a favor then. Like you say, it's a Josh did not send me the complete thing. That's you know, like a developer's opinion too. Like the ones like so.
Complete thing is I would
send it then.
See, I would suggest you. I'm just sharing available options for you, right? As soon as you let me know this option is good for me, I'll share the cost with you for that.
Well, what I would say is that you know, we're all getting older. So we don't remember like things, so, you know, especially when I talk over the phone. So even those options, if you could please or send me a separate email and explain the options that you have just explained in an email. So then it will be easier for me, you know, to figure out and then come up with one, and then you can provide a cost.
Perfect. I'll do that. Well, do you have any like, just to get a rough ballpark idea about the budget, so I can, you know, propose you something within that. Is there a limitation on that?
Well, honestly speaking, it's always a limitation. You know, I don't know if Josh has told you or not. You know, I'm here in the United States for about 6 months now, and then in my case, it's totally different. You know, I'm one of those Afghan evacuees that have been evacuated by the ESA forces last year. And so I still have that typical refugee status, you know, and still jobless, and all I manage is like some benefits from the state. Mm-hmm. So that's my financial situation at this point. But I'm very hopeful, you know, for a very near future that I will be out of this hard times. So I can't give you a typical budget frame at this point, but I can think over and then I can let you know.
All right, I'll share the, you know, plans with you, all right, in an email. And
just a quick question for the website that we're talking about, and I want I'm very hopeful for that, and I want it to be one of the biggest news agencies, you know. In the word soon, if not in a year, at least in 5 years. So this .think.asia, I mean, I know like .com is now everywhere, you know, it's more popular. So do you think any issues with .asia or .co or .net kind of thing?
See, there is no issue, all right, but it should be professional, right, like at a first glance. You know, they should get an idea that it's a professional platform. Whenever there is a dot, it's more like, you know, representing, or it's kind of, you know, sub category to it, right? So it should be at least .org, right? Rather than my recommendation, obviously, it's up to you, even if you want to keep the same one. So as per my recommendation, .a here will be, you know, rather than that, it should be .org. If you don't want to go with the com.
Yeah, the com is not available, actually. I don't know if the org is available or not.
I'll do that for you. I'll arrange that for you. Not a problem at all, all right? And you will jump into that phase. And let's do this. I'm going to suggest you a couple of domain names, a list of domain names, and then you can select the best one that you like. Or if you want to stick to the same one, that is also doable.
Okay, great.
All right.
That sounds good,
And did you get a chance to check the homepage mockups that were shared with you by Isaac? Later today, I guess earlier today, shared that with you.
For the first website, right?
Yeah, for the first website, auto website.
You sent two samples. I was about to send you an email. I was about to get back to you, and then I received your call. I would go for the first one. It looks they both are awesome, but the first one, like the
color is like more professional.
It's like more prominent, I would say, right? It's like more catchy. So I don't know if I like in the second one, we can pull and put them here too or not. I don't know that.
See, we can do that, and same, you know, suggestion is there with you, like for you. You can also change this website to a custom developed website. Well, can you tell me a good time when you would be having your computer in front of you? We'll do a screen share, and I'll show you a couple of projects I did.
So with, let me pull out my schedule. I'll text you.
Perfect. Do that. Yeah, do that and just have me updated, and I'll call you, and we'll do a Zoom meeting where I will share my screen with you, and I'll show you a couple of websites I did, right? And I'll show you the back end as well, like once the website is completed, how it will benefit you and how you will manage it. That will give you the right idea. And let's say if you want to update that one as well in terms of, you know, the technology, we will give you a combo pricing for it, right?
So I'll get back to you by text message, and I'll let you know that when I'm available for a Zoom meeting so we can do that. Then.
Perfect. Let's do this. So I'm going to let you go now, right? I'll wait for your text, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day ahead.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.